Dear visitor, welcome to the Church of the Rosary. This guide was created by the Jonathan Livingston Association, ODV, with the patronage of the municipality of Karini, thanks to the funds of the National Recovery and Resilience Plan of the Ministry of Culture, included in Mission 1, Digitization, Innovation, Competitiveness, Culture, and Tourism, and Component 3, Tourism and Culture 4.0. We are honored that you have chosen to visit this church. We will accompany you inside and tell you its story. Choose your language and enjoy this exceptional experience. The Church of the Rosary, built between 1566 and 1570 thanks to the contribution of Gilberto La Grua Talamanca, brother of Baron Vincenzo II La Grua Talamanca, is a fascinating example of late Sicilian Renaissance religious architecture enriched by subsequent Baroque interventions and fine decorations. Its structure combines simplicity and monumentality, embodying the spirituality of the Dominican order. The facade of the church is simple in its architectural design, probably due to a restoration carried out in the second half of the 20th century, while the right side elevation overlooking Jesus y Maria Street, a layout highlighting the construction system of overlapping tough ashlars bound together with simple mortar. In the first row, some closed windows are evident, which probably allowed for internal lighting of the church, as they were built in correspondence with the internal chapels. Dear visitor, I now invite you to enter the church and discover this special treasure. On entering the church, you are welcomed into a rectangular hall with a single nave, an architectural choice typical of Dominican churches, designed to facilitate preaching and collective participation. The single nave emphasizes the depth of the space, guiding the gaze towards the presbytery and the main altar. The tall, smooth side walls are interrupted by deep chapels that house works of art and statues. The vault, which covers the entire nave, has been recently restored. Once decorated with monochromatic stucco work and friezes from the 1700s, today there are no traces of these frescoes. Along the side walls of the nave, there are eight chapels, four on each side, each of which houses works of art of great value and spiritual significance. This itinerary guides us through the highlights of the Marian and Dominican tradition, among sculptures, paintings, and decorations that bear witness to the artistic mastery of the past. In the first chapel to the left of the entrance, inside the glass coffin, there is a wooden statue of the dead Christ, and above it, in the central niche, there is a statue of Our Lady of Sorrows. Both works were carved in wood by the sculptor Pisciatello between 1885 and 1888. The statues are the protagonists of the Good Friday procession, led by the Congregation of the 33 and the Holy Spirit, and it is one of the most participated and heartfelt events of the Holy Week rites. Christ lies in his tomb, while Our Lady of Sorrows, with an expression of intense pain, looks at the body of her son. Immediately after, the second chapel leads to above the wooden altar is a painting of Saint Dominic in Soriano from 1684 by Francesco Camaro. The saint is portrayed in prayer, with a vision of the Virgin blessing the founder of the order. The work is set in a carved wooden frame, placed inside a niche framed by plaster stuccos, with gold-painted acanthus leaves and moldings typical of the Baroque style. Now, I invite you to look at the frescoed columns leaning against the walls that are interspersed between the chapels. The frescoes date back to the construction of the church and represent vaults and moldings. In this case, too, and putti painted in such a way as to make the figures three-dimensional. These frescoes were created to support the Marian cult and the prayer of the rosary that were spreading at that time. In the column leaning against the wall between the first and second chapel, angels support the figure of Saint Ignatius. In the column leaning against the wall between the second and third chapel, angels support the image of Saint Francis of Paola. The third chapel is the chapel of the La Grua Talamanca family. We are certain of this because the coat of arms of the family is placed at the base of the frescoes on the side columns, and it is in this chapel that, as reported in the volume, one of the dead from the parish archives is buried on the 1st of December, 1569, Joanella La Grua Talamanca, daughter of Vincenzo II and Laura Lanza di Trabia. The family chapel has a marble altar with an elegant tabernacle, above which is a painting of the Virgin of the Rosary, attributed to Vincenzo degli Azzani, known as From Pavia. The Virgin is depicted with the child, who is offering the Rosary to the faithful, accompanied by angels and Dominican saints. The canvas is framed between two bas-relief columns and a trabeation finely decorated in gold. In the internal archivolt of the chapel, there are 15 quadrangular canvases representing the mysteries of the Rosary. Inside the fourth chapel, above the wooden altar, there is a painting of St. Thomas Aquinas. The saint is recognizable by his Dominican habit, a white robe with a black cape, and on his chest he has a luminous symbol representing the sun of divine wisdom. This element is very common in his iconography, as the saint is one of the greatest Christian philosophers and theologians. In his left hand he holds a book, symbolizing his vast theological production, while in his right hand he holds a lily, a symbol of purity. Behind him is an altar with a crucifix and a monstrance containing the Eucharist, the focal point of Christian theological doctrine. The scene is enriched by the presence of three angels holding symbolic objects. Inside the chapel there are two statues. On the right is the statue of Saint Eligius, depicted in bishop's robes, including a richly decorated mitre and a cope adorned with floral elements. The statue on the left of the chapel is that of Saint Leonard, depicted in Dominican garb, holding a book in his left hand, symbolizing the monastic rule, while his right hand is raised, indicating the teaching to which the saint was devoted in his works of charity for the weak and needy. If we look at the column leaning against the wall between the third and fourth chapel, supported by angels, we find a fresco depicting St. Francis de Sales. The scene is enriched by the presence of three angels holding symbolic objects. Inside the chapel there are two statues. On the right is the statue of St. Eligius, depicted in bishop's robes, including a richly decorated mitre and a cope adorned with floral elements. The statue on the left of the chapel is that of St. Leonard, depicted in Dominican garb, holding a book in his left hand, symbolizing the monastic rule, while his right hand is raised, indicating the teaching to which the saint was devoted in his works of charity for the weak and needy. If we look at the column leaning against the wall between the third and fourth chapel, supported by angels, we find a fresco depicting St. Francis de Sales. Dear visitor, I now invite you to go to the main altar. On your left, inside a small niche decorated with a gold frame, there is a marble bas-relief of the Virgin of Graces created by Giacomo Gagini in 1561. Above it is an 18th-century painting of the Virgin with Capuchin friars, including the Blessed Bernardo from Corleone, St. Lawrence from Brindisi, and Father Fedele from St. Biagio. The main altar is made entirely of wood on four separate levels that taper upwards to give greater depth to the architectural composition. Finely decorated wooden tiles are applied distinctly on the frontals, as if they were made of onyx stone. In the center of the composition, there is an elegant tabernacle, also made of wood, with a small dome that streamlines the structure. On the apse, there are still the original frescoes dating back to the construction of the church. In particular, you can see four rounded columns with Corinthian capitals, between which there are two arched windows that lead into a figurative space that seems to probe the walls of the church, intercepting the external space. Between the altar and the fresco, a recently constructed structure acts as a base on which the simulacrum of the Virgin of the Rosary with St. Dominic is placed. On the wall to the right of the main altar is a painting of the Virgin with St. Francis and St. Anthony. Dear visitor, continuing your visit, on the left you will find a chapel dedicated to the Holy Cross. The wooden statue of the Holy Cross is placed inside the niche and is by an unknown artist. Continuing on, there is a niche in the column against the wall, once the access point to the wooden pulpit from which the celebrants delivered their sermons. This niche can still be accessed today through a small door inside the chapel of the Holy Crucifix. The second chapel is dedicated to the Sacred Heart of Jesus. The statue in the center of the chapel is by an unknown artist. Continuing our gaze to the fresco on the column leaning against the wall between the second and third chapel, we see angels supporting the image of Saint Antoninus. In the third chapel, set in a stucco frame made of gold, is the painting of Saint Francis Ferreri, a work attributed to the Mano brothers, pupils of the painter Vito Danna. If you let your gaze wander over the fresco of the column leaning against the wall, you can see the image of the Blessed Joanna supported by angels at the top, which concludes the cycle of the Rosary. In the fourth and last chapel is a painting of Saint Rose Fran Lima, also attributed to the Mano brothers. The saint is depicted in a central position wearing her Dominican habit, and hands outstretched towards the Virgin with the baby in her arms, both surrounded by a halo of light. Jesus seems to be blessing the saint, who is surrounded by numerous angels bearing crowns of roses, symbolizing purity, sacrifice, and devotion. Looking at the end of the altar wall, the fresco creates a perspective image of great scenic impact. The space above the entrance portal seems to be supported by six Corinthian columns, a space that seems to look into the central nave, through a classical balcony inserted in a space whose vault has a circular opening towards the sky below the parapet, and bears the phrase Domus mea domus orationis, which translated from Latin means, "My house is a house of prayer." Dear visitor, our story ends here. The Jonathan Livingston ODV thanks you for visiting the Church of the Rosary.